Tuesday, 14th week, Ordinary Time 1. Readings, Genesis 32, verse 23. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and Jacob's thigh was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with man and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Tell me, I pray, your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his thigh. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the sinew of the hip, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh on the sinew of the hip. Gospel, Matthew 9:32. As they were going away, behold, a dumb demoniac was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the dumb man spoke, and the crowds marveled, saying, "Never was anything like this seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casts out demons by the prince of demons." And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every infirmity. When they saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray, therefore, the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Theme: God is patient in saving people. Some Greeks, though they believe in the one who creates and controls the world, they don't believe he has his concerns for human life. The reason for this belief is that God never changes. They reason, if God has concerns or grants people's prayers, he is changed by people. In opposition, we believe that God always is concerned for all people's needs. He has such a power that though he grants people's needs, he is not changed in his providence. Today's readings show God's concerns for human life. He is always patient to teach and to heal people. In the first reading, the author of Genesis reported an event when God appeared and wrestled with the patriarch Jacob all night long. This event wants to show that God is patient when saving people, and people must always cling to Him. In the Gospel, Jesus spent all His time teaching, preaching the good news, and healing all the wounds of the human body and soul. He loves them because they were scattered around as sheep without the shepherd. He teaches His disciples to often pray so that God will send many good shepherds to people. Analysis Reading 1. Jacob wrestled with God. The hostility between Esau and Jacob. To understand today's passage, we need to know the hostility between the twins Esau and Jacob. Though Esau was born first, Rebekah, their mother, set up a clever plan so that Jacob could take away Esau's firstborn right and Isaac's blessing for him. So she set up a clever plan so that Jacob could take away Esau's firstborn right. And Isaac would receive the blessing intended for Esau. Esau was angry because of this plan and found a way to get revenge. Esau, together with 400 men, were on their way to look for Jacob. So Jacob was hiding from Esau. Jacob was afraid for his fate and that of his families. He prayed to God, "Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and slay us all, the mothers with the children." The all-night wrestling between Jacob and the stranger. The author of Genesis reported, "The same night he arose and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day." Wrestling between a human being and a god often happens in mythological stories. In such stories, a god used to be the one who owned the river. And at night, he was present at night, and he was forced to reveal his origin or the secret things to people. All these three events are in today's passage. This shows the author of Genesis could have been affected by these stories with the purpose to convey God's will for people. The wrestler's result. The wrestling result. The author continued to report, "When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and Jacob's thigh was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, 'Let me go, for the day is breaking.' But Jacob said, 'I will not let you go unless you bless me.' And he said to him, What is your name? And he said, Jacob. Then he said, Your name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men, and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, Tell me, I pray, your name. But he said, Why is it that you ask my name? And there he blessed him. The stranger refused to reveal his name to Jacob, but the fact that he blessed Jacob partly revealed his identity. Jacob could guess it through his naming of the place Peniel, which means God's face. Peniel, which means God's face. Moreover, the explanation after that also shows Jacob knew the stranger was God. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved. The results of the wrestling. God changed Jacob's name and blessed him. God changed Jacob's name to Israel, which means you have striven with God and with man, and have prevailed. The verb to strive in Hebrew is Sarah, and is used here in the past tense, Yisra, with the suffix el to be Yisrael. Yisrael. The relationship between God and Israel is compared to a wrestling match. And Israel shall be victorious, though they aren't worthy. And Israel shall be victorious, though it isn't worthy. To change one's name is to give him a mission. God gave Jacob a mission to be the patriarch of God's people. These people bear his name, Israel, and always are blessed by God. Jacob's thigh was put out of joint. Though Jacob was victorious, he must pay the price for the wrestling match. He was not completely healthy. He limped because of his injury. He limped because of the injury to his thigh. The Jewish tradition of not eating the sinew probably is an old tradition, because they no longer observe this habit. Gospel. Ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Jesus went everywhere to preach and to heal. In the 3 years of Jesus' public ministry, he wandered around all the regions of Palestine to preach and to heal all kinds of sicknesses of the people. In spite of that, he met a lot of opposition from Pharisees, scribes, and the Roman government. Today's passage is a typical example. Two people's reaction when Jesus expelled a dumb demon. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." The crowd was sincere. Whatever they saw, they voiced their opinion. They weren't influenced by prejudices and beneficial calculation. But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." They condemned Jesus of having a relationship with the devil, so that they didn't have to believe or to keep his teachings. Moreover, they didn't want people to follow Jesus because they were afraid of losing their power authority, and material gains. Jesus' reaction. He gave no concern for their criticism, but minded his own business. He went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. Three things we should learn from him in this passage are: 1. Teaching, to help people differentiate between what is true and what is false in this world. 2. Preaching the gospel, to proclaim God's love for people and to show them how to live in order to reach their salvation. 3. Healing all spiritual and physical sickness. He had pity for all people's pains and sorrows. He wanted to take away all of their sufferings. Jesus is concerned for people's lack of good leaders. Jesus' concern for people's lack of good leaders. Not only concerning for his contemporary, he was not only concerned for leaders at his time, but he is also concerned for the leaders of future generations. He told them to pray for good leaders to care for their offspring. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Application in life. God always has concerns for the life of each of us. He finds all possible ways to care for us, to educate, and to heal all our wounds of the body and soul. We must be patient with God in our trials and sufferings. Once we are healed, we must cooperate with God in caring, educating, and healing others. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. In the year of the priests, we should find all possible ways to increase the priestly and religious vocations so that the church may have many good laborers for God.